We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We take perfectly healthy marriages and put them through the grinder. That is great mate to me.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate.
What do we have, Hack?
A lovely couple today. Josh and Taylor are debating. Their nanny might be too good at her job.
Okay.
So we're scraping the bottom of the barrel now.
Okay.
Taylor won the toss. She gets to go first. Taylor?
Yay.
Yay. Why don't you like your great nanny?
Well, I just don't think it's appropriate that she's been having my kids, you know, now that I've been at work and we hired a nanny, they've been calling her Mommy Amber.
They've been calling her Mommy Amber?
Yeah. Yeah. That she's been having her.
Her name is Amber.
Yeah. Her name's Amber.
You think she put them up to that?
I do. I don't think they came up with it. I think she had them call her that.
Have you asked?
I haven't. I just think it's really inappropriate.
Okay.
And I'm just worried it's going to confuse my kids.
Okay. I don't know how much information you want to give on the air about this. Can we at least get a wheelhouse of how old your kids are?
Oh yeah. I have a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old.
Okay. So,
they're young.
I don't want to ruin the argument right away, but there's a certain point. I remember when my kids were little, everyone who had gray hair was grandpa. Everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a little different than mommy though.
Yeah.
Mommy is you have one mommy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cause I thought everyone's aunt or uncle. Aaron gets around my kids, it's Aunt Aaron. It's Aunt, Uncle Slacker.
You just anybody, any,
but who, not.
Not Daddy Slacker?
I don't even want to say it.
Or Poppy Slacker.
Wow, you really hung up there, man.
Yeah, I don't want my nanny to be like an extension of the family.
Oh, you don't want that?
Not in this way, no.
Okay. So, well, let's see. Let's get Josh in and then we'll talk about solutions. Josh?
Yay.
Yay.
How are you?
What's your side? You like that she's calling, the kids are calling her mommy, or?
Yeah, I mean, you know, my wife is being insecure, really. You know, our nanny she does motherly things, and it's just normal with a nanny, you know?
Okay, Josh, so we're going to hire a male nanny for you, and when your kids start calling him daddy whatever, you're going to be okay with that?
No, but, you know, it's just the kids, you know, they're young, they're going to grow out of it, and, you know, eventually they'll know that, you know, they're just, it's just a word.
It's not just, wow, dude. I don't know that I've ever seen anybody throw a great mate debate away this fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honey, I did not choose to go back to work so that my kids could call somebody else their new mommy.
Didn't she think that they're not saying new mommy? They're just saying mommy.
I don't know if it matters.
It does, because new mommy implies replacement. Mommy just says.
It's like calling somebody an uncle or something, you know.
It's not like calling someone an uncle.
It feels like they're saying new mommy.
Okay. Okay.
You're just being insecure.
Okay.
Oh, I'm going to beg you to not say that again.
Question. Do they say this? Like, do you have the kids said it in front of you and?
Yes, they said it in front of, yeah. They said it in front of me, my husband. It was just
in
so.
What context?
Was the nanny there? Like, did she correct them?
Mm. No.
Oh.
Like, what? Can you put a sentence together where your kid in your presence goes, step aside, mom. I want to talk to mommy Amber. Like, what are they saying?
They say things like, well, mommy Amber would do that.
Oh, comparison stuff. That's
we might have a problem.
303-222-5423. Call or text with advice or what? So you want to fire her? Is that where you're at?
Absolutely. 100%.
Fire her because your kids...
I would want to get more info, but it definitely seems like boundaries are being crossed.
By the kids.
Do you guys have like a, this is probably unethical, a camera? Could you
that's
maybe...
That's not unethical to have a camera in your house.
So if
have...
there was a camera in the home and you could watch and see if she really is being like, remember it's mommy Amber, like maybe she's trying on your clothes when you're not home.
What? This is exactly why you should not, like, your worry goes seven levels.
She's giving. What is there some movie where they like want to become?
Yeah. She's not doing anything. She's doing motherly things.
And if you get rid of her, you're going to be looking for someone who's not as good of a net, like who the kids aren't as comfortable with.
Yeah. Is that what you want, Taylor? Yeah, you want her to suck a little? You want her to be like less nurturing?
She wants her to be a nanny, not a mom. There's a difference. Yes.
I also struggle because I do think that like nannies become a part of the family.
Yeah. I don't.
I also had good friends who I called their mom.
What?
Like growing up.
Of
hey,
course.
Mom.
You do. In? But yeah. that's more of a teenage thing or whatever you're going over. Yeah. It's like,
thanks,
hey,
mom.
Thanks,
yeah.
mom.
And yeah. I thought they liked it, you know?
But if your mom heard that, what do you think she would do?
I think my friends called her mom too. I think it was just that. Yeah. I know it's not the same, but I'm just, I don't know.
Wouldn't you be bummed if your kids started calling someone else like mom and dad?
So
yeah, that I wouldn't like that.
Josh, so your solution is just to stick with this, and I don't want to say the words that you've been saying, but like have your wife work through this.
Of course, look. The kids have grown a strong relationship with our nanny, and you know, for whatever word they want to use to call her by, that's fine with me. It's just the whole process of finding someone new that's just irritating, you know, and it's just, you know,
Josh, do you love your wife?
I'll just stick with our nanny. She's a great nanny, and the kids love her, and there's no reason to find someone new. There's no reason to fire her.
I mean, that's true. The kid, like, I don't know what it's like to lose a nanny. I never had a nanny. Like, are the kids going to be
attached?
Yeah.
My kids still talk. We had
They're
nannies
have
move
to find
on
somebody
and like,
brand new.
They still talk about
it. I'm also wondering, there is, like, they're not just calling her mommy. I think that would be more if it's like, that's mommy and
mommy,
that's
why.
It's
names.
Mommy Amber. It's mommy Amber. You know, it's not
like she's breastfeeding them.
Okay.
That
Josh?
You know of.
Well, I have five and three, right? But also,
while she's wearing Taylor's clothes.
Oh my God, you're making it so much worse.
I'm sorry.
Taylor, understandably, this is a hot button. And like, when you switch the roles and make it, if my kids were saying daddy to somebody, that would drive me nuts. But at the same time, yeah. When you get somebody who, I've always said, like, if you can afford to have a parent stay home, you'll never be able to afford to pay somebody to love your children the way you do.
Right.
But this person is obviously very nurturing to the point that the kids recognize it and call her mommy. That's a good thing.
Mommy Amber, not just mommy.
Right. Mm.
I don't know. There's just boundaries. I feel like things are being pushed. I'd love to hear what other people think.
Yeah.
Hang on tight. We're going to get you a jury, and we'll let you react to whatever happens there. It's not like you go through the interview process and you're like, this person's good. But then all of a sudden they just reek of weed, or they just seem a little too weird on one front or another. When you find somebody, you cling with everything.
But did you find somebody, if the boundaries are being crossed, that would be a reason to move on.
Or is it the kids?
That's
are
what
they
going
to hire a new person and they're like, okay, now mommy Erica.
Yeah.
And it's like, back. Is it just the kid? I don't know.
If she encouraged them to say that,
she didn't.
Of course.
Well, I guess we don't know for sure.
We don't. And if Taylor's not going to talk to her about it, then.
The not correcting them is something, but also is it, I don't know.
All right. Are we finding a new nanny, or are we okay with mommy Amber as a nanny name? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're in the middle of a great mate debate. It's kind of super touchy subject between Taylor and Josh. She went back to work. They hired a nanny. And the kids are calling the nanny mommy.
Mm-hmm.
But mommy Amber.
Right.
Like,
they're not
calling
just
her
saying
just
mommy. Right.
So Taylor, Josh, feel free to jump in with the jury members and we'll get kind of a read on what the people... Do you want to read the text?
Yes.
I don't know if we want to say this one out loud, but we might as well just get it out there.
I'm going to go ahead and throw it out there, and if people want to comment on it, go for it. The text says, the real mom needs to quit her job and be a mom. The nanny is being more of a mom than the real mom. Oof. I'm sorry. I didn't know that women weren't allowed to work anymore. Oh. Yeah.
Ouch. Jesus. Are we in the 1920s?
I'm with you.
Yeah.
That's...
Like, why doesn't the dad quit his job then?
You don't want the dad raising the just...
That is a problem in its own.
You guys are just built to be more nurturing. You know that.
I like that you're a little bit scared of me right now. I feel like...
I'm not a little anything. Cheryl.
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I'm totally on her side. That nanny needs to go. And,
just fire?
Yeah, in addition to that, I would wonder why dad's so flippant about mom's insecurities. And what's he got going on with the nanny, too?
Yep.
Why are we
thinking
so
that too.
Children calling somebody else mom? What do you got going on with the nanny? How close have you gotten?
Josh?
It's not even like that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh, Cheryl. That's
Cheryl, okay. I love you.
No, but
do you want to come over?
But I still...
I'm a very secure female, and it's my husband who does that to me, not my children. I was a very secure mother, and my husband did that for me, not my children. He made me feel secure in all of my roles, and when I had a problem, he validated my problem and helped me find a solution. Didn't look at me and say, you're just being insecure, find something to get over it. That's not a husband, that's not a partner, and that's not somebody who's supporting his wife.
Thank you for
Everyone
the call.
Everyone should have a
I'm
husband like hers.
Two people.
Wow. Thank you. We can be friends.
Patrick?
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
So overall, I'm on with mom's side. And just from a dad and a husband, nobody, even if it's a passive remark, nobody is equal to my wife or the mother of my children. That's it.
But no, what if it's in the eyes of your children?
Totally fine. It's just a minor course correction. The husband has a quick chat with the maid. mom has a quick chat with the kid. We solve this problem together and we move forward. Just a little, I don't think, I'm not cool with firing this poor girl because we don't really know what happened. And even if she was a little bit involved, let it go. Pull your jets. You're the mom. You rock. But the dad has a quick conversation with the kids. Everywhere with the maid, the mom has a quick conversation with the kids, a little readjustment and alignment of boundaries, and we're back in the game. It is that simple.
Wow. Thank you for the call.
But we do honor the role of mothers. And no, that's why we have auntie, grandma, because they're a little bit removed. Mom, yeah. It's too close. It's too sacred. That's it.
Wow. Thanks, Patrick. Is anybody frightened by how well adjusted the people who listen to this show are?
Yeah.
We're just their little daily dose of not.
Okay. Yeah.
Talk to them. What? No way.
Brittany?
Yay.
Yay. Whose side are you on?
I am on his side. And let me explain. I am a mom that has a nanny. We have two small children that are a little bit younger than theirs. One, it's really, really difficult to come by a good nanny in the Denver metro area. Really difficult. If this is the only thing that she is doing that is making them upset, draw some boundaries, tell her it's not okay, and move on. And two, something that I picked up in her voice is that she has a little bit of animosity and like kind of she's upset about having to go back to work. And if this is underlining, triggering like her being upset by this situation, like her and her husband need to sit down and talk about what's really going on there, because it sounds like there's some unspoken issues with her going back to work.
Is that true, Taylor?
Yeah, I mean, this is not making it easy at all.
Right. Okay. Because there is a point, thank you for the call, Brittany, where you have to ask yourself, is it worth it for me to go to work and miss out on all this stuff? For some people, the work is like the fulfilling thing.
Yeah, but that doesn't even feel like a fair question, because no man has a baby and then goes, is it, well, okay, not no man, but right. Almost no men go, well, should I even work anymore?
I don't think the women would allow that. Right? I would not try to suggest that to my wife. That wouldn't go over well.
But if, this is not the case, if I was making more money than my husband and he said, like, well, instead of a nanny, I could just not work and we could live off that. Go for it.
I think you're this is really tense in this room right now, but I like.
But you're saying like, you have to have that conversation. No, you don't.
I'm going
to
say this. This happened in my life with my ex-wife, and it's like she was defined by her job, and then she was a stay-at-home mom. And then there was a certain point where she was defined by being a stay-at-home mom in a negative way. And I was like, you have to go back to work. Yeah. Not because you're a bad mom, because you're starting to become less of a human, the type of human you used to be. And then she was like, can I? And I'm like, yeah, go.
No, but why are we even like suggesting the moms have to stay home?
We're not, but if she wants to, because that woman was suggesting there seems to be animosity, like Taylor doesn't want to be there.
Yeah.
And it makes it worse. If you don't want to be there and then someone is getting the credit for being the mom, that's two strikes.
Then Josh needs to get a better job.
Oh my God. One more, Tia. Who do you want me to take?
You can take Andrea.
Okay. Andrea.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Whose side are you on?
I'm on the side of the wife. I have to say that he in love in his voice is telling me that he's either having a thing for the nanny or there's already a thing going
on.
People
watch too many. Like,
so opposed.
I'm with Andrea.
thank you for the call. It's overwhelming, right?
Like, yeah, most people. But a lot of people said they work at a like a preschool or something like that. And it is.
It happens.
It happens.
Yeah.
It happens.
Taylor, if you want it, she's fired.
Yeah, it's definitely something I think is best.
Okay, well, good luck, you guys. Amber, if you're listening, update your resume.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
Time for news or nope. Mm-hmm. We tell you the news stories of the day unless someone decides they don't want to hear it. The song has been steadily improving every single day this week. It started with T-Hack, moved to, I believe, T-Hack and Aaron, then added me.
Yep.
And so far, it's been so good that we just want to see if the weak link is Erica. So she's going solo today. What have we found out?
Our only real hope.
Not even sure that's a link.
That was way worse than I thought it was going to be. I thought I'd get into it.
And we're on the same page.
We agree on something. All right.
Well, never make me do that again alone. Yeah, no.
If you would like to nope Erica, 303-222-5423.
Good evening.
Oh, look who can pull it together. Good
welcome
evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
This is a source-confirmed story, but obviously it hasn't quite happened yet. Justin Bieber is dropping a surprise 7th album tomorrow, according to a source. So
really?
It will be his first album since 2021's Justice, which I'm not sure anyone listened to anyway.
No,
that one had some good ones on it. Like Ghost and
Holy. Yeah. Holy.
Holy was Florida Georgia Line. Okay.
There's multiple.
Okay.
Hold on, Erica. Really hold on. He will make you, T-Eck will make you watch the video and he will expect you to cry.
Yeah.
What video?
Justin Bieber, Holy.
And if you don't cry, you guys aren't friends anymore.
Yeah. Featuring Chance the Rapper. You know that? Remember that one?
Oh my gosh. There was two Holy songs pretty close together there.
There is a Florida Georgia Line one. Also very good.
And I kind of thought Justin was on that one, but I'm forgetting he was on a Dan and Shay song.
Yes, that's right.
10,000 Hours, right?
Yes.
10,000.
Okay. So we are expected to get a Justin Bieber album tomorrow. It is going to be a genre shift.
What
I feel like he
mean?
Was kind of already shifting genres. He was like pure pop and then he went more like R&B pop. So I don't know. Mm. And I guess we'll see.
I'm looking at some of the tracks and one is Dad's Love with a Z.
Do we think it's going to show how unhinged he is?
There's another one called Swag.
Yeah, is all the stuff that he's been in the news for, is this to promo the album or is this like he's unhinged and he is going to put an album out and
we're
going to be. I kind of think it's
that. Because this feels very Kanye.
Becoming a new dad has shaped the heart of Bieber's new project.
I remember growing up, because I'm a similar age to Justin, so when he was like first came out as 13 or whatever and all the girls liked him, I was so jealous. You know, you're like, I don't even get it, he's stupid. And then I remember when he came out with Sorry and Let Me Love You and I was like, okay, now I like this guy. And I'm worrying he's gonna lose me again if I don't like this a new genre shift.
There was one other album in there, it might have been an EP, that I was like, oh, like Journals or something. It was like, what are we doing? So I'm
all right,
hopeful
so tomorrow.
For one bop.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
But has she reacted?
Hailey Bieber?
Yeah.
Well, this is all.
Oh, this is just,
says.
He didn't insta that. No, it's no, just this, other people talking. Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
Good evening. The most expensive nap has been taken by Hugh Grant.
Nap?
At Wimbledon. What a waste.
What?
He fell asleep. In the box beside Queen Consort Camilla, whatever her title is.
He fell asleep in a tennis match?
Yes.
Yeah, well, it's pretty quiet.
You also get effing plowed at tennis matches.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if you do in the Queen's box.
All the parents in high school did.
He was in her box?
Meet. Sitting so like, weird. Can we right say behind something else? Her, like okay. Next row and like sideways. Like so they're in
so
every
his
single
eyes
picture
are
together.
Closed. And
he's wearing sunglasses. His head is down.
Oh,
like
oh,
there's
you.
No mistaking it.
Kind of Weekend at Bernie's. Kind of.
Did you? I mean,
he might actually be right next to her. I can't tell from this picture.
There's something about like because I was fortunate enough I got to go to the U.S. Open, which was really fun.
Oh, that's awesome.
But you drink. They have that signature.
Yeah, with
drink.
The,
it's like lemonade and like some sort of Chambord
or
some
balls in it that look like tennis balls.
Yeah.
Good. But at like Wimbledon. This was a highlight just from a couple days ago. This woman was about to serve. So, you know, it's like a golf tournament. It's completely quiet in there. And she's like about to throw the ball up. And it's like, you hear a champagne cork. And she's like, right now? And then the announcer has to go, please refrain from opening champagne. It's the most Wimbledon announcement you're ever going to hear.
My God.
Please refrain from opening champagne during a serve. You like these people get loud watching tennis. So he's probably
tennis
drunk.
Matches.
Is How my do guess. You stay quiet and drunk?
That is such a good question.
I want to be on the bar dancing. How do you just sit there and stay quiet? I don't get it.
Oh, wow. You sleep. That's what you do.
I guess.
He's figured it all out. Okay. Great.
Good evening.
Good evening.
More drama in the HBO Max saga that's been going on. So back in 2020, we were introduced to HBO Max.
Yes.
The streaming service came out. And then for some reason in May of 2023, so about 2 years ago, they dropped the HBO. They just became Max.
Just straight up Max.
Because they were like, we hate people being able to search for us on Google. So let's just go with Max.
That is so true.
Because
Max is, like, they're probably not even the first thing that comes up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yesterday in a surprise move, HBO Max brought the HBO back to... users noticed the app logo change and HBO is now back, which I think, I don't understand why they ever would have... HBO is what you are. That's
if you're
going to
pick
thing,
one
like,
or the other, be HBO.
Yeah. Right, not Max. Like, people know HBO because you have Sopranos and all those shows. Like, why would you
Game
get rid of...
Game of Thrones.
There you go.
Euphoria.
Yeah.
Entourage.
Yeah. White Lotus? What?
I don't know. Is this a flex to be able to... We're losers just talking about...
Yeah. My friend, I never had HBO. My friends did.
Okay.
But now it's back. So HBO, they did the right thing, but they did it kind of secretly, kind of in shame, I think.
No, I've heard it was coming back.
Yeah, they
did. Oh, you heard that?
Yeah.
Oh, it was just like silent, just quick.
I don't know how to say this, but I think somebody's already done this story on News or Note before.
Yeah, that was me.
I think we knew it was coming.
Yeah, buddy.
You're doing great.
But actually, the change happened. So that's news.
I'm drunk.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I think that we're all... Why did you look at me like that?
sometimes when you're starting, like the song is over, nobody's really sure who's going to start talking. We do the Spider-Man meme sometimes where it's like, who's going? And just sometimes when you start talking, it just, you have me laughing before you talk because I know that it doesn't matter.
That somehow we're about to yell at each other.
No, well, partly that, but I just, the behind the scenes thing is this. Erica could come on and say, I'm starting a puppy drive. I've saved 4,000 puppies. And someone is going to text in and go, enough with the puppy saving. God.
You know what?
It's like, so just relax, okay?
I don't think people hate my dog. They hate my fiance. And which you know what? I'm about to talk about both.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay. So it is like prime week. I don't know. Prime day isn't even a day anymore.
It's prime days. It's like two.
And then it happens again in like December.
Yeah.
Right?
How many times a year do they do it? It's not, it was just once. Now it's at least two.
Yeah, I thought it was only two.
And it's multiple days each time. It's really ridiculous.
And I've resisted this year. I'm so proud.
Guess what? Most of the time they jack up the price.
And then knock it down?
Couple days before, and then on Prime Day, it looks like a big savings, and it's not.
That can't be true.
They do that in stores, too, for Black Friday.
So
you can literally pull the sales tag. And
see that it's that price normally.
Yep. Yeah. So
that's not true. Don't take this away from me.
Well, it's true, and I'm not taking anything away. There's like a website, I think it's like Caramel or something, where you can put a link in. I'm serious. Mm. You can put the link in and it'll tell you if it recently was lower or not. So,
okay. I just want to say, can we maybe like have meetings and try to make a little bit of effort towards being factual once in a while?
I'm trying to look up caramel price and it's like occasional... in India, caramel price in Pakistan.
I swear it's like caramel.com.
Like now that cool it's something different.
Update. I don't think it is.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, no. It's, please.
It is camel.
Camel King. I just had an R.
An extra hump there.
Okay. So all this to say.
Oh my God. I never realized camel is almost with a little camel in the middle. It's got a little M.
A little, yeah.
Yeah. I'm doing anything to not let her keep going.
I just had to talk about my Prime Day fail.
Camel.
So it wasn't actually me who did it. It was my fiance. Last night, he's so excited. He jumps up and he's like, Prime Day's here. And I'm like, okay. And he goes to the door and he gets this like bigger package and he's opening it up. And it is like a small cardboard box. And he's like, uh-oh, I don't think these are going to be as large as I thought they were. Okay. So just like, you know. He opens this box and it is like every animal in a zoo in little stuffy forms.
For your dog?
For our dog. The problem is our dog destroys every stuffed animal he gets. So he thought they were bigger and maybe more durable. Swanson ate a leg off an octopus last night. Like, it's just, and then he pulls out another thing and he's like, and then there's these bones that are really good. They are so hard. He's like, oh no, I think he could break a tooth on that. So we still let him chew on these things because we have them.
Okay.
But just, I wanted to give him a hug because it was so sweet. He's like, Prime Day, I'm thinking of our dog. Who is that? What? Why?
Your life. Oh my God. You just... People, this is why people hate you, because your life is so blessed, and you're just like,
yes! And that little octopus, never going, so they have squeakers inside him too, so we gotta watch Swanson, because if he gets a squeaker, he could die. Yeah, my life is good. My biggest worry was the stuffies were a little too small.
Okay. Prime Day.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
We want to talk about being left behind.
Like in school?
No, like you have you ever lost one of your kids?
Well,
don't for a little bit. You left a kid somewhere?
Yeah. Yeah. I have three kids.
No.
Had. I don't know.
I've literally, like, when we first had Noah, we were looking for houses. And you know how you carry the, it's the thing that clicks into the car seat. It's like a little, it's the swingy thing.
It's the
It's the portable, removable part of the car seat.
Yeah, I guess it's like the car seat.
Yeah, but it's called, I don't know what it's called, but it's got a handle on it.
Yeah.
And they're, if they're asleep, then you can go like walk through model homes or whatever. Well, I was carrying it and then I set Noah on the counter and she was standing there like looking in on him. So then I went to the laundry room, went to the guest bedrooms and whatever. And then we're upstairs looking at the master. And then we like go to the next house. And then I'm like,
no,
you're... We didn't drive. The houses are next to each other.
Oh, okay, okay. My God.
It's not
okay.
Like, no, we're not that dumb. But I'm like, I thought she had him. She was the last to look at him.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to communicate in that situation.
But she was like, you were carrying him. I'm like, right. But then you clearly saw me put him down.
I don't think that you can cast blame in this instance.
Can she?
I think it is shared.
Yeah.
That's bad, though.
But she had her eyes on him last. Was I standing? Like, she walked away from him. I walked away from them.
And I think it would have been fine in the house, like, in the same house that you're in. If you went upstairs to go look at everything and you set him in the kitchen, like, that's fine.
It's because we weren't on the tour really together at that point. Like, I'm kind of ahead of her. So then I just screamed, I'm going to the next house. She's like, cool. So she's just like, he's got him.
He's with
And I was like, I'm going to the next house, bring Noah. And I was like,
you didn't say that.
Bring the kid.
No, but I just assumed she had.
Oh,
right?
My gosh. That's pretty bad.
This got inspired from some story in the news. I'm not the only person who's done this.
Yeah, there was a 62-year-old man. He's from Paris. He was traveling to Morocco, and he stopped at a gas station, got back in the car, forgot he was doing the journey with his wife.
Forgot?
Forgot. Drove about 185 miles.
What?
Oh, my God.
Gas station stop.
What?
Without his wife. Yeah.
No, come on. Like,
also, the couple's 22-year-old daughter was also on the trip with them and was asleep in the back the whole time. So she was no help. So I think maybe that he was just like trying to be quiet and just thought, oh, they're both sleeping.
Wait. So no one's in the passenger seat and he doesn't notice that?
That's bad.
If the daughter was sleeping in the passenger seat and he thought his wife was sleeping in the back, that makes more sense.
He contacted authorities to report the situation, but, quote, struggled to remember where he had last seen her, end quote.
That's even worse.
This story all around, like, the daughter's just sleep. Yeah. First of all, she's not four. She's 22. Yeah. Like, she's just sleeping through.
Was that a 7-Eleven? Was that a Quick Trip?
Well, especially after making multiple stops between.
Yeah. He forgot he was married?
That's means for divorce.
For sure.
They tracked the woman's phone and she was just at the service station waiting patiently for her husband to return, that's terrifying.
180 miles is 3 hours,
dude. So it's like 6 hours before he's back.
So every minute that passed, she got more and more patient for his return, just waiting.
Do you think they continued, like, because I'm assuming it was a vacation?
Yeah, no, that's over.
Do you turn around, go back to Paris?
Yeah.
What I don't understand, if they tracked her cell phone, why couldn't she just call him?
They were unable to help pinpoint her mother's location. So I think her phone might have died.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. I think she's like, let's see how long it takes.
Oh. If anyone ever says I waited patiently, just know I'm pissed.
No, nobody thinks you were waiting patiently.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you've been left behind or you left your child on a counter in a model home, we'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423, you can call or text.
I wouldn't say I've been left behind. I would say it was a little bit of my own mistake.
Okay.
Leaving Stagecoach my first year, I was like 22, so partying. Somehow, my sister's best friend and I walk out a different exit than everyone else.
Yeah, your host.
Yeah.
No service because it's a huge festival. The wind gusts were so bad. We were getting like exfoliated by the sand out there. We were on a blocked off road where randomly trucks would be let through. And I thought everyone had left us. We finally made it to a parking lot and found my sister.
For how long? Because
hours.
When cells don't work, everyone just goes, she's smart enough to hitch a ride somewhere. And I would just leave you.
Yeah, my sister and her boyfriend at the time, I guess, were in the truck waiting for us. And they were like, all our phones have died.
Oh, my God. So,
And it does turn out that we were all walking out as a group, and I guess me and our friend were ahead. And so no one thought to say, hey, guys, not that way. So
I intentionally left a friend.
Oh,
you just reminded me.
You did?
Yeah, me and two buddies. So three of us, we went down to Nashville for New Year's Eve like a long time ago. Just young, partying. Yeah. New Year's Eve, one of our buddies got he was obliterated and was like not responding to us when we're like, hey, it's time
you
to go.
Pull it together.
Time to go. And he just wouldn't. It was just like kind of belligerent, you know? And it got to the point where we're like,
bye.
Bye. Really? We'll just.
Did you ever see him again?
He ended up in the hotel room later. How did he get there? I don't know. I still don't know. And we just kind of never talked about it.
Oh.
About having to leave him. I remember.
Like, so he was probably too drunk to remember that you abandoned him.
Yes. Probably. Yeah.
Oh,
but we
gosh.
Had to make that call. We're like, what do we do? We can't, like, you're on your own. You're smart enough to figure out a way back. And he did. Eventually.
Okay.
3 days later, but.
So. Whether you were left behind or abandoned by friends and family, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about when you were left behind.
Or you left your child behind.
On the counter one time. My parents, you know, the story of the husband who left his wife? My parents said that to me when I was a kid. We took a road trip. And they, like, we had a camper, and I was in the camper, and then everybody was getting out to pee, and they thought I was asleep up in the bunk. And everybody had peed, and I was like, I gotta pee. So I went and peed, and they just drove.
How long?
2 hours in one direction before they realized.
What did you do?
Yeah. I made friends with the gas station attendants.
How old are you?
Like 8. I was very, very sad.
Wait, this is so...
Because you come out, you come bouncing out, and you're like...
The car's gone.
Yeah, it was a truck with a camper on the back.
And like, you didn't have a cell phone.
No.
Cell phones didn't even exist.
Right. No, I lit a little fire and made smoke signals.
Right.
How old do you think I am? No, but there was no way to contact.
Yeah.
And because all the kids were in the camper, they didn't notice. And then finally one of my brothers fessed up and was like, yeah, we haven't had Michael in a long time.
Oh my gosh.
So they had to turn back, come back to the Royal Gorge to get me.
Wow.
Anyway, if you've been left behind, we'd love to talk to you. Mike?
Yeah.
Left behind, what happened?
I was playing junior hockey in Seattle, and we had a road series in Oregon. And we stopped at a truck stop at like 4 o'clock in the morning, and we get back on the bus afterwards, and like 2 hours later, we're like, where's Peter? And we realized we left him at the truck stop, and he was from Czech Republic, so he had a cell phone. But he didn't have service unless there was Wi-Fi, so he had no way to get a hold of us. He was just waiting there forever, not knowing when we were going to come back and get him.
In a truck stop.
Peter.
Yeah.
Did he speak English?
In the middle of nowhere, Utah. Barely English.
Oh, God. I'm sorry, and I love truckers. Think you guys are awesome. But there is a certain subset of truckers that have a bit of a creepy side.
Yeah.
Well, it's just so sad thinking about Peter. Just-
Well, we all checked our phones, and one of our guys checked their Facebook, and he's like, I haven't messaged some random fat dude. And it's like, hey, it's Peter, you left me. He used some random trucker's Facebook to message our teammate.
Oh,
he
Peter.
Got on somebody else's Facebook?
You left me.
Just some trucker in the middle of nowhere let him use his phone to get on his Facebook and find our teammate on Facebook.
What did he have to do to get that?
No, it wasn't like that. After. They saw Peter.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, here's to Peter, everyone.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mike. Lisa?
Yay.
Left behind. What happened to you?
So my husband left our child at home, drove all the way to the daycare.
No.
And the story is...
How old was the kid?
The one-year-old. He left the one-year-old at home and drove all the way across town.
Wait, that's so dangerous because one-year-olds start being mobile.
Well, so he was sleeping and he was strapped. I don't even think he was quite one. He was in his little carry car seat.
Okay.
Yeah. And he had brought the three-year-old...
But he doesn't have any friends. He's not going to throw a party or anything. He'll be fine.
No, but... He drove to the daycare
without the kid.
Without the kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. And she was...
What can we do for you, sir?
Yeah, just take my kid. Oh. Oh. Bridget?
Hey. Hi.
Yeah. Left behind. What happened to you?
So this was a long time ago. My dad was a single parent. He had four girls, and he was just taking them
to the dentist's office down in Castle Rock. And my aunt, which was his sister, was working as the receptionist. And all of a sudden, he's driving away. And you know how it is, where you're looking in your mirror in the car, counting heads. And all of a sudden, he didn't see my head. So finally, he calls my aunt. He says, my aunt says, did you forget something? He said, how is she? And she said, oh, she's fine. She's playing with the toys here. So my dad had to do the fun loopy loop and go back and get me.
Go back to Castle Rock
to get you.
I was a special kid who was blind. Plus, have you used the A1 steak sauce hack that I told you about?
I don't know any of the words you said
so
at the
confused.
End. But thank you for the call. Here's the thing. I didn't expect this to have such an emotional impact on Erica.
Yeah, she
is like down
can't
in the
stop
weeds.
Thinking about Peter.
Neither can that trucker.
Yeah.
Brandon.
Yai.
Yai. Left behind. Make Erica cry. What happened?
Well, my best friend and his cousin was in town with his best friend, so we decided that we were going to go to the corn maze together. So we went to the corn maze, and we met up with two girls that we knew. As we're going through the corn maze and everything, we realized that my buddy, his cousin, and his best friend are gone.
Ooh.
So we get out of the corn maze after everything, and we're calling them saying, hey, guys, where are you at? And they said, oh, we left you. We're at home.
You guys took too long in the maze. Yep.
Or because you met up with the girl.
Maybe. They're jealous.
Well, the funny part is, her brother was a big football player, and me and my buddy are also big guys. So we have to ask her for a ride home in her little bug.
Okay.
All right.
Better than a trucker for a ride.
I don't feel that bad for Brandon.
Okay, good. We're finding a place for you. Kim?
Yai.
Left behind. What happened?
So I was in college and my sister was in high school and we were going skiing and she had decided to bring a friend that had never been skiing before. And the plan was for them to meet us at the end of the day, like when the lifts were closing in a certain spot. So it gets to that time, my sister shows up and her friend's not with her. And my sister's like, yeah, I didn't really want to stay with her. She kind of stunk at skiing, so I left her. And now, you know, lifts are closed. You know how that goes. And we don't know where this girl is. This is well before cell phones were even a thing.
Oh,
and hours go by to where we have no idea where she is. And fast forward to, like, Speed Patrol comes, like, let's say 3-4 hours later with her.
No.
She was hysterical, did not know what to do. She was probably, like, 14 or 15. They're not friends to this day because of that.
What was her name?
Her name was Kristen.
Nah, we're just going to call her Peter.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
It's time for the diary. Sorry. We're just discussing, before we come on and read the diary every day, Erica is doing a fabulous job.
Yep. You need to work on your words.
I know. Well, okay. I'm just trying to like set a bar for you when you start reading.
True.
So where we last left off, our diary writer, I have to feel eventually we're going to know her name.
Hopefully.
It's not like on the very first page or something. Like up
if you were writing a diary,
please
like,
return.
High T hack. No. Like you wouldn't.
Yeah, there's but no I would. Name. Yeah, I would.
You would.
Put my name on it. It's in the back or something. Yeah.
And again, if you're just joining us or you don't understand, this diary was found years and years ago in Wash Park. At the time we read it to try to find the owner. Now we're just remembering it and getting inside the mind of a 25-year-old female. Is yeah. really
and, if somehow the owner is still out there,
yeah, right?
Feel free to call us.
Yeah.
Where we last left off, she was out celebrating her promotion mm-hmm. to a bank.
Personal banker.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't get any sleep because she was hammered and her roommate.
Kim.
Was boinking all night.
Boinking. And then the guy was naked in the kitchen drinking her coffee the next morning.
And she misses Justin.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's right.
But then she goes, well, maybe I don't miss Justin. I just miss having a person.
Yeah.
But the naked boy scared Elwood under the bed, and we are just surmising.
No.
that Elwood,
the naked boy and Kim boinking.
Oh, that's what scared Elwood.
We think her dog.
Yes, yeah. We hope it's her dog.
I hope it's a long-haired dachshund.
This is the weird thing. Like, some of the diary feels very similar to Erica because she was going through those exact same emotions.
Yeah.
The dog's name is Elwood, and TX just pulled his shirt up.
It's it's the brand I wear, Elwood.
That's just so weird.
All my clothes are from there.
One of my close friends just had a baby named Elwood, like 2 days ago.
I mean, it's moments like this. This is the Matrix we're in, right? Because we found this diary 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So that's impossible that you would be wearing a clothing brand and someone would name their kid that.
And it was like her mom's a teacher. My mom used to be a teacher. Was her dad a realist? Or her dad law. Was a lawyer.
Yeah, studied law.
Dad had gone to law school for a bit. Yeah.
Okay. So without further ado, what are we reading today?
July 4th.
Weird. Let's go.
All right. Katie and Joe got married last summer, so no one sees much of them anymore. Why are you upset?
I know she's not writing a novel. She's just writing her diary.
Yeah.
But it's just like she just introduces characters willy-nilly. Yeah. And then we have to like keep a little diagram. It's like, oh, Katie and Joe. Got it.
Katie and Joe seem to be friends of hers.
Okay.
Their parties used to be famous or infamous. Do famous and infamous mean the same thing? They're so good together and they're awesome apart too. It's been a while since they've had a party and it's really good to see them. They're kind of the only married people I can be around sometimes. Anyways, I planted myself on a lawn chair far enough from the volleyball net to not get hit by a ball. Or so I thought. 1 minute, I'm learning about the fascinating world of manufacturing sales from Joe's buddy. And the next moment, my legs are up in the air, skirt down, showing everyone my ass.
What?
I must have been 500 shades of red. I like all these people and several are running to my rescue. I froze. I looked like an idiot around people. I want to think I'm cool.
Okay.
I was making new friends, swapping phone numbers and email addresses. Now none of these people will ever want to have lunch with me. Lunch?
Again, this is so dated because exchanging email addresses.
Yeah.
Right? Whatever.
Yeah, now add me on LinkedIn. It would be the current.
No, it would.
I don't know.
The next thing she said was, whatever, which is why I looked at you like that.
Oh.
Whatever. So I had a naked in public kind of moment where I felt like a loser. It was over just as fast. Three of Katie's coworkers lifted me and the chair back upright and Katie and I go in the house to clean me up. She gave me a little pretty sundress to wear. What
happened to the skirt?
Yeah, what happened to your skirt? Just went over your head.
If she was sitting there drinking though, when she got rocked.
Okay. Like,
things went everywhere.
And started brushing the sticky sweet mess out of my hair.
Mm. Hi.
Okay. If I had
an
older
sister. Who's been to a barbecue before, people?
If I had an older sister, I bet it would have been like this. You'll be a great mom someday, I told her, and she squeezed my shoulder and said, and you'll figure it out someday.
Oof.
Which sounds weird, but probably is one of the nicest things anyone's ever said. It was the way she said it while she was still brushing my hair, and her voice was almost whispering. Joe came in with Mike.
Who's Mike?
Oh, who was the guy who spiked the ball straight into my head? He was so funny about it and just kept apologizing over and over again, saying how sorry he was, and was I okay, and could he get me anything? All these people are so nice. I wish Katie and Joe would have more parties. Mike kept checking in on me all afternoon and making jokes about the swing. What? Oh, making jokes about me suing him and how I should take him for all he's worth. It was pretty funny, and I really appreciate everybody putting me at ease instead of making me feel like the center of attention. Okay. You kind of are then, but that's okay. There's nothing worse than people asking you over and over, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay? Because finally, you're so sick of people asking, you just want to scream, I'm fine! That didn't happen. I'm glad. The fireworks were awesome. Joe and Katie faced this park where they do a show, and the view from the yard was so great. Mike and Joe walked me to my car, still making jokes about Mike's athletic ability. I hugged them goodbye, and Joe made some crack about how if I didn't sue, I should at least make him buy me lunch. It made me laugh. It was a really good party. I feel like there's a little crush here.
Okay.
We have one more paragraph, sorry. Katie called me this morning to ask me what I thought of Mike. Had I given him my number, apparently he was hitting on me and really liked me. How did I miss this? I'm such an idiot. No. You'll figure it out, Katie said again, giggling before she hung up. I'm an idiot. Mikey Mike.
Do you think he hit her on purpose?
No, because it seemed really bad.
It like knocked the chair backwards.
It's a move, though.
It made her butt come out.
But he didn't mean, I think he meant to hit it over there, kind of flirty, and was like, oh,
oh
that was
God,
too hard
maybe.
Now.
Yeah. We've all been there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And then you have to do the weird, I'm so sorry. And they're like, leave me alone. But you're like, I can't leave you alone because then I'm a jerk. But if I annoy you more.
And also, I like you.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I think.
Do we think they're going to?
I think he might help her forget about Justin.
How is he gonna contact her though?
Oh, well, okay. Katie has her phone number. I don't understand this. Like,
why Katie?
Did you give him your number? It's like, just give him my number.
You wouldn't just give. If would you do that?
If I got permission from the French.
Yeah. So that's what she's doing. She called that day to like get permission.
But she said,
she's like,
you'll figure it out.
She giggled. She said, you'll figure it out, and giggled.
That's how I got my wife's number. Is from her friend that I met.
You did?
Yeah. You think I'm going to ask the girl I like for the number? No.
Yes.
You circumvent the thing. You go around it.
Well, this is one of those days where I want to keep going.
I know. Our next entry, not that I read ahead, but it jumps ahead like a couple weeks.
Oh.
To what date?
July 17th.
Oh, that's a long time.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
July 17th entry is tomorrow.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So there's a little tiff going on inside the hallowed walls of the Slacker Show.
Is there a tiff?
Look at Erin. Is there a tiff?
I mean, she looks pretty pleased.
No.
There's a small tiff.
So we have a couple things. If you haven't been listening in a while, hey, Eric is here.
Hello. Yeah.
And as a great big hello, 6 months after she starts, we're going to take a picture of her. Okay. Because Odyssey, we just like do things at the speed of light.
3 months at the time.
But
that
it's like, this is ridiculous that it's like her own family's texting into the show. Hey, you going to add Erica to the website? Like,
to be fair, we don't have photos of us either.
That's true.
From previous.
No, we just have photos of us that we've taken like a selfie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
We deserve better than
that. Yeah, the old picture was the three of us. It was at the Christmas party a bunch of years ago. Because I think I have a name tag on in it.
You do.
You do.
I tried removing it like 14 times. Oh, and I was like, I don't know.
Another one is us at the Christmas concert backstage.
Yeah. That's right, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that one.
Like, okay. That's good enough.
So here's where the tiff comes in. We have a photo shoot coming up.
Yeah.
And
it's a bad time of day.
It's after the show.
Right, which means like my makeup's not going to look good.
Well, yeah, it brings stuff to touch up.
I know.
I'm excited.
I am excited.
Okay.
But then I get nervous. I'm like, do I get a spray tan before?
Oh, for the love of God. The odds are,
I might.
No. Are you really?
Like the
Don't do the first one you did.
No, the one I got from engagement photos. It was just a little, you know, extra.
A little sun-kissed or whatever.
Right, right.
The one time was very close to cultural appropriation.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but it was like no one wanted to say it out loud. I'm the only one.
No, it was, and then it washed off before the wedding I was in. Like it toned down.
Okay.
Oh,
okay. So here's the problem that I have with Erin.
Okay.
She's a tyrant and going like, let's start submitting outfits and stuff. And she's like, let's talk color schemes.
First off, that was Erica.
I may have suggested it.
I suggested because we have a very limited time and we are not the only people taking photos.
Yeah.
So I said, I'm going to look up pose ideas, group photo ideas. So we're not going in blind.
Okay.
And that's smart.
But then when I start, I just send two squares, a black square and a gray square. Because
not even a white square.
No. Because what's my color palette? What am I wearing right now? Oh, blue jeans. Ooh, weird. Mm.
But a black shirt.
Black shirt.
Yeah.
Like this is, are we taking pictures of us or are we taking pictures of some pretend version of us? Like, it's us. TX submitted his closet, which, money, brother. I love that your clothes fit where they fit. Like, you have the smallest section. Dude, I wear probably the same number of shirts as you do, but I have probably 5,000 shirts.
Oh, wow.
I just have all these black t-shirts. Half of them I should throw away, but I don't.
I just went through them, yeah. It's very cathartic to go through. And
yours is color coordinated too, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I go red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple, gray, tan, brown, white, black. Or maybe black's before brown.
Black should be at the very end.
Yeah, that's how I said it the first time. I don't know.
Yeah. There's no orange in mine.
There's no red. There's no yellow. I mean, I have a little sliver of like, there's a Brazilian soccer jersey in there or something, but like, there's no reds. It's like, I have a pink shirt and I have a red shirt for like Go Red for Women Day. Like I have
nothing you would wear in a photo shoot.
Because are we taking a picture of me? Or are we taking a picture of me on Go Red for Women Day? Nope. We're not. So I'm not bringing like, but like Aaron's like, I'm going to bring a sequin dress.
I did not say that.
So you got the attitude like you're
never
gonna.
Said
no.
That.
No, like, am I crazy?
Right.
I said we should, yes, have the classic white shirt and jeans or black shirt and jeans, but it would be nice to have a pop of color.
I do have some pink booties I can wear.
Ooh.
You never wear pink booties.
I wore them to see Harry Styles several years ago.
Right. So you've worn them one time.
No, no.
And you're going to wear them in our photo shoot.
I've worn them several times.
Okay.
But I wouldn't ever wear them to work.
This is genuine. Are those shoes or shorts? What are the booties? I don't know.
If I came in pink shorts that are described as booties, we would have a problem. They're shoes. They're a heeled board.
What color scheme are you? I don't have.
Yeah, what do they
color.
Want and from
this,
us?
It honestly hurt me a little bit in the group chat.
Why?
Because I feel like this was the move that made me mature, like as a man. I got rid of all my old ratty blue and green and
purple.
Red shirts, my purple shirts that I used to somehow wear all the time for some reason. I got rid of all of it. I'm like, I'll be grown up, mature. I'll have like a mature wardrobe. And I send the photo and they're like, where's the collar? I'm like, oh, I failed.
Okay. So I'd like to put it to the listeners what they'd like to see us in. I'll wear whatever they say.
We're suggesting two looks.
Should we do like the old school where they take those old pictures where they hold the guns and the like the flapper dress and stuff and on vacation?
What?
You know what I'm talking
like
about?
Like we're a Casa Bonita in the old like West?
The Western ones, yeah.
Why not?
No! We're not just throwing ideas.
This is just as dumb as their ideas. Say what you want. Say what you want.
Our ideas are not dumb.
Do you want us to wear like a jacket?
No.
Well, then what's maybe. A look? Explain to me what a look is. Because all, like.
You can wear. I don't know. We got to figure out what we're doing.
Is there a place somebody, because our text does not allow pictures?
DM us.
Okay. DM us.
DM us.
Yes, I'd love to see some suggestions for looks, because I honest to God, otherwise I'm wearing a black shirt and gray jeans, period. And
maybe shirt. One is black shirt and gray jeans, and one is blue jeans and like a white.
Yeah,
shirt. And then Aaron and I can wear color for the love of God.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I don't know how to tell you this, Slacker.
Whoa.
But within a very close group of people to me. There's discussion that you're cursed.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Okay.
I know what you're doing.
What am I doing?
I know what you're doing. It's because I give you grief about like your anxiety and your worrying and stuff. And I try to convince you to just like, woo, F it, live every day. And now you're trying to drag me down into the anxiety pool. You're trying to like, you're the La Brea tar pits.
I guess I should say you put a curse. Oh. On someone. Not that you yourself are cursed. So do you want to take any of that back or?
Yeah, it feels real awkward now.
Yeah, it sure does.
Well, why didn't you say it more clearly?
Well,
I'm just, cursed.
She's calling you a witch. That's not still.
What did she
back.
Say?
Perhaps
I'm
a
cursed.
Wizard.
Yeah. I'm cursed. What's that mean? I'm cursed.
You're cursed. Yeah.
Right. I would. So she Your set words. Me up to say a bunch of bad crap about her.
Your words might be cursed.
How would my, what are you?
Okay, so you know how we
Why
talked about this?
Why would it be bad that you're cursed? It's not like you put the curse on yourself. Sorry.
No,
I'm like,
I think because she's...
He's just grumpy.
She likes to pick at the scab that is my life.
I think you're
no,
reading
I'm
into it
No, I'm not even talking about your life.
But let's just say this. You do that. And I just said do. You yes, do that.
Like you said it again.
If it comes up, it's just like, if anybody says anything about marriage at all, she's like, well, you've done it twice and failed. Like she's...
Okay, I don't say it like that. You like to remind me that there's a good chance I'm going to get divorced.
That's what I thought the curse you were talking about was.
No, it has nothing. No, okay. Thank God, no. Has
so you're saying I'm a witch?
A wizard.
I'm a curser.
But...
You're a wizard, Harry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You okay. have been wearing that hat. I don't know if that's...
Okay, so a couple months ago at this point, you may remember that I brought up that my stepdad requested a shirt because he's running a triathlon, or he's doing, I don't know if you can count it as running, doing a triathlon.
Can he currently hear the radio station?
In Frisco. Can they hear us in Frisco?
No. Great.
Hi,
then I'm going to say he's not doing a triathlon. He's okay. doing three sporting events.
You can stream us on the app, so maybe he can.
What app is that, Aaron? I didn't.
Come on.
The Odyssey app.
ODDY?
No.
Oh.
ODACY.
What? Why would we spell it like that? Sorry.
Like audio.
I know, but that's so dumb.
It's really not that dumb. It's I so feel like dumb. You hung your hat on it being dumb, and it's just
the witch's
not.
Hat.
It's just
here's the hat.
The problem is the word Odyssey exists, and there's also an audio company that uses the real word Odyssey.
Well, maybe they weren't smart enough to change it up to be like audio.
Every time we say the Odyssey app, I bet that app gets a lot of downloads, is what I'm saying. Okay, here's what I'm saying. It's like he's doing three events and they're just calling, like when you say triathlon, Tiek, do you know what would you think that is?
You'd be running, biking.
Running how long?
Oh, I don't know.
Like a marathon.
It's a lot.
Yeah, running then, a marathon.
Yeah, biking and swimming. Swimming's
like,
always first, right?
I don't remember which order, but like swimming forever, biking like hundreds of miles.
I'm going to tell you something right now. When you look up what is a triathlon, a multi-sport endurance race consisting of three continuous and sequential events.
Okay, great.
Swimming, cycling, and
like,
running.
He's not swimming.
He's not swimming.
He's not swimming.
So
he's
what
on a paddleboard.
Is
oh,
a
I'm
mountain bike ride, a paddleboard, and like a 5K. So the run's not that crazy.
But if we're just counting any three things in a row, right. Then I've pulled triathlons at Culver's.
I'm pretty sure it said physical activities.
Like, I go to the counter and back three times in a row.
Multi-sport, that was it.
Okay. Endurance.
It takes some endurance for him to do. Yeah. I've seen him at Culver's.
After the second one? Are you kidding me?
Oh, okay, my gosh.
I'm sorry. Go back to the curse.
So we did finally get my stepdad, my sweet stepdad, who just wanted to represent the show. We made him a shirt that said, "The Slacker Show doesn't think I can finish this triathlon."
Shut up. Is something going on?
No.
Oh, my God. I feel...
She said that they had to get here early enough because his bike is all packed up.
Yes.
And he has to assemble it.
Bike's all packed. But 3 weeks ago, he was doing a test run. He pulled his calf. Okay. He thinks he's recovered enough to do it. This morning, yes, they're in town up in Frisco, my mom and my stepdad.
Oh, my God. Oh,
I get a text from my mom that just says I should have pulled this up sooner.
You know how somebody comes up to you and goes, "I really want to show you this link," and then they get on their phone for like 20 minutes. You're like, "Hey, can you just call me when you have it?"
Okay.
You wouldn't do that on the radio, would you?
No.
Well, Darren pulled his calf muscle a few weeks ago, and this morning he almost broke his toe. He thinks the Slacker Show has jinxed him.
Oh, no.
For the record, I have always had faith in Darren.
I know you have.
Mm-hmm.
I know Aaron has. Boys.
I will say, when he was handed the shirt and he read it, he looked a little like it was like a joke, you know, like we don't think you can do it, but he looked a little sad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like he didn't realize it was like a poke at him, you know,
yeah.
Like a playful jab.
We're going to just leave this in the ether. People are going to start texting and saying that I'm an a-hole, right?
Right.
They already do that, but yes.
Okay. Who made the graphic for the shirt?
Wouldn't allow us to just give him a Slacker Show shirt.
Nope. I am absolving myself.
Or nope. You can't just nope me.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't think we should talk. We should just let her make these weird little moany sounds.
I just don't understand why we're talking about this.
It's not me. I want you to understand something. We're about to talk about boobs.
So, frankly, cover your kids' ears.
No. Boobs are a natural thing.
Sometimes.
Most of the time, I guess, but you can alter them.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. True.
There was like a thread that was like, I hate men. I want to go on record of saying I do not understand men who ogle women. I think that's so.
Did you hear what T-Hawk just did?
Yeah, no, a second ago when I said we're going to talk about boobs, he started chanting USA. And I was like, what are you doing?
Aaron said boobs are back. Big boobs are back. Butts are out. Boobs are in.
USA. Oh, that makes me really sad because I don't dislike boobs, but I just don't care. You don't have to have big boobs. In fact, if you do, I'm not attracted to you. Is that weird?
No, you have a type not a type. You have preference. That's fine.
Honestly, the whole conversation of it all, though, I'm like, why can't just like being nice be it? Mm. Like we don't look at, there's nothing typically that men do to alter their image that we go, well, it's a trend. Dad bods were a trend for a minute there.
And I would say beards are kind of like right now. Mm. Like
everyone has a beard.
It's crazy.
Hasn't it always been that way?
No.
Used to be mustaches, right? And then those kind of came back.
Like in the 70s maybe or something.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The trends for you guys last longer.
Yeah.
But like the 90s, it was just clean shaven. Like if you go to look at old red carpet, all the stars, they're just Leonardo DiCaprio, Tom Cruise, just clean shaven. And now everyone has a beard.
When was the goatee phase? That's such a tragic phase, and there are pictures of me.
Also the 90s?
Or early 2000s.
Yeah, maybe.
Tragic.
Here's my question. If you can't, you both can grow a beard. Kind of.
What?
No, you can grow a beard.
Is there something wrong with my beard, Erica?
Nothing. It's just, not
does she
quite...
have boobs or something? Give me something on her that I can like slam.
Boobs?
I don't ever look. I can honestly tell you, I don't know if you or Erica have... You or Aaron have boobs.
That's for the best. I don't want you
to
know.
No, but even
I can give you a detailed rundown if you want.
You have your chart ready?
Wait, do you know if T-Hack has some?
Yes, he does. He has the exact size I like.
Okay.
But I have a beard.
So
you can barely grow one.
If a man can't grow a beard, there's no like plastic surgery.
There is.
Mm-hmm. But is anyone doing it?
Yes.
Oh.
Like, is it...
hair transplant.
You can do that on
your
beard?
Face?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. And there's like a lot of chemical, like I forget, minoxidil or something is like a...
Minoxidil, yeah.
Is that...
Oh. I put that in my hair because I'm balding.
Oh.
Oh, you said that. Are you really?
I mean, it's just thinning.
Okay.
From when, like, when I was 21. Anyway, this got sad.
How did we get from boobs
I'm just
to
saying,
Erica's hair
it's
loss?
Like, it's like boobs and butts are such a trend. It's like there's the BBLs and like breast implants and all this stuff. And then guys are like, I don't know, I grew a beard.
This is just another example of the unfair standards between you and us. Like we don't,
and
you'll
also,
like us if
when
we just.
Skull boobs are in, what are we supposed to do?
I don't know. You could do a boob reduction.
No. I mean, you can.
Well, then you.
No, no. I don't know. I do think it's unfair, but it's also interesting because, like, this story is like about women when you catch somebody ogling, staring at your chest.
That's what I eventually
want
to get to.
And that it is unfair, but on the other hand, we don't have anything to stare at. Like,
well,
I don't.
And you want to be ogled at?
I don't know. It's never happened.
I think they stare at butts sometimes, but that's behind us because they're smart. They're like, I'm gonna check out something. The only way he would know is if I turned back around, right?
Okay. Like, so you're saying we might be getting ogled and don't realize it?
Maybe.
Yes, the catcher on the Rockies.
Say less.
Well, all baseball players have
the
motor
catcher on the Rockies, like,
for real?
Squats for days.
Yeah.
Because he's literally.
That's what he does. He's got to be down in the squat.
And it's working.
So when he stands up, you're like...
Is it Hunter Goodman or Austin Nola?
I don't know. It was whoever played on July 4th.
Okay.
But like, what we're trying to get to... Jesus, we got in... Okay.
Hold on, I'm busy.
Have you ever caught a dude staring at your boobs?
Yeah.
And...
Depends
do you make them feel weird about it? Do you do...
No, I think it makes me feel weird, which is also unfair.
But it's... What do you expect us to do? Like,
look
it's not... It's
face?
Never going to be me. I don't care. Like I said, I don't even know...
I don't even know if you have.
I don't know. I don't know if... Is that weird?
No, it's
that
for
I don't
the
know?
Best.
For your coworkers, probably not. It's probably good. That will be my official statement.
Also, Aaron, would you say you've checked out their butts?
I've looked, yeah.
Oh, I haven't.
No.
Liar.
They've asked me to.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a story about, I think, my worst nightmare to wake up to.
Culver's are closed?
Don't even joke.
And I've got a story that's pretty cheesy.
Stop it.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
This story comes from Pennsylvania. Not much of an accent there.
I was literally thinking that too.
Is that because I said cheesy?
No, it's Punxsutawney Phil.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm being a groundhog.
Also the sound of a mouse. So things got pretty cheesy in Pennsylvania last week. There were drivers, you know, I don't need to tell you the interstate because we're not there.
Okay.
And three tractor trailers
what?
Were involved in a crash. And one of them split open from the impact.
Oh, boy.
Leaving shredded mozzarella cheese all over the interstate to the point that they had to shut it down to clean it up. I have to know how much cheese that is.
Oh,
you can drive over
this,
cheese.
Not
shredded
if there
cheese.
Was like a fire, because then it's like...
Melted. No, okay.
Like
or if it was hot. Yeah.
Yeah, if it was hot out that day, it's like... Oh, TX is like, please let a marinara truck crash.
You think it's still there?
What I don't know is if it was bags of cheese or just the cheese itself, because it says, oh, sadly, all the cheese is headed to the landfill as it was unrefrigerated too long.
Oh.
It also was in the road.
Yeah.
So
yeah, okay. You got to start over.
All right. That's two strikes.
Yeah.
I'll wait for it. I'll still eat it.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, that was a Gouda story.
I'm impressed with you.
I'm Nacho.
Wow. Well, we'll be right back.
Mamma mia.
You got anything?
No.
Okay.
You guys done? Okay. My story is out of New Jersey.
Get out of here. Yeah, I'm walking here.
There was a man sleeping alone peacefully in his house when just after
just like Slacker.
Oh my God, uncalled for. Yeah,
at about 6 a.m., he heard the sound of broken glass.
Oh no.
He thought the worst, and it was even worse than robbers. A deer.
Oh my God.
Had broken through. I hate deer.
He hates deer, so I hate him. Yeah, this is and a personal vindictive.
This would be my worst nightmare to wake up and be face to face with a deer. It had came in through the back door. Okay. The stunned deer was just pacing around inside the house because they're idiots. They never know where they're going.
Oh my gosh.
Thankfully, he calmly guided the animal through the back door.
What?
And back into the yard.
Oh, that's so nice.
Where he was able to shoot it dead.
No!
I wish.
Oh my God, Axe!
You are terrifying.
Unfortunately, the deer was unharmed and ran into the nearby woods.
Also, it was unharmed from breaking through glass?
They like can break through things and then they're like stunned and then they just kind of Bambi their way out of it. It's crazy.
Yeah.
All right.
Those were all the stupid people and deer that we could find for today.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.